Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. Another day of Fire on the Earth. I'm so glad you could join me today. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the programs this week, we've been making our way through the daily readings, and they're just so inspirational and instructive. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to them, I'd encourage you to download them on go to our computer. You can just download them, whatever device works for you. Go to renewalministries.net, that is. You can also download the Renewal Ministries app, which is the easiest way to access everything that we're doing, and the Ave Maria app as well. Tremendous amount of great programming here at Ave Maria to help strengthen us in our walk together. And there's a lot of good reflection on the daily readings each day, but lots of other really meaty, inspiring content that'll help you live out the Lord's personal call in your life. So today we have the first readings, Acts 22, where Paul has been accused by the Jews and he's brought in before the leadership of the Jewish people to explain his situation. And I'm going to read through it, and then hopefully we'll have a chunk of time to finish also John 17, the second part of it, which we started yesterday, the high priestly prayer of Jesus at the Last Supper. But there's a lot we can learn here from St. Paul. So here's the reading, Acts 22. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. So the chief priests and the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders of Israel. Paul was aware that some of the Sadducees and some of the Pharisees Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees, so he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I'm a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I'm on trial for hope in the resurrection from the dead." Isn't that interesting? St. Peter was on trial fundamentally for the same thing. At one point, when he was standing before the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, what did they say? They were annoyed that Peter was preaching the resurrection from the dead in Jesus, and they didn't want him to do it. And so Paul essentially said that's why he's there now, because he's proclaiming that Jesus is risen from the dead. When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, or angels, or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. So Paul was a Pharisee, and he's identifying with the Pharisees in the room and saying, you know, you believe in the resurrection from the dead, and I was preaching the resurrection from the dead. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisees' party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage." He spoke to Paul about that. The Lord came to him in his difficult time, "Take courage. For just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." So, Paul is experiencing the consolation of the Lord after having borne witness to him and bearing witness to Jesus in his resurrection from the dead. The resurrection from the dead, as I've said many times in the program, in the words of St. Augustine, is Christianity. It's the heart of Christianity. It's what has happened in Christ. Resurrection is new creation, new humanity, victory over sin and death and all of that. And Jesus shares with us the power that raised him from the dead, the power of an indestructible life. And human beings can share in that resurrection. So there's radical hope, and the resurrection vindicated everything Jesus said about who he was, about who the Father is, about the human condition, about the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the enemies that are set against us, the need for repentance and new life, and how one can find new life and what that new life is. Remember, we as human beings, we know we all share biological life, but our biological clock is ticking. the biological life is under the dominion of the power of sin and death, and we're all going to one day be buried, unless, of course, we're still alive when Jesus comes. But the resurrection from the dead, as Paul is preaching it, it was interesting the way he put it, maybe had this thought in mind, but it divided the Pharisees and the Sadducees among themselves. They don't even agree. The Lord acknowledges, he's in so many words, take courage, Paul. I'm with you. Jesus said, I will be with you always. And that's a promise each one of us as well should internalize. Each one of us is called to be a witness. Another word for witness is martyr. Of course, we know Paul will be martyred for the faith. And Jesus' words are also very interesting here. For just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, do you ever think about that? That Jesus has a cause. And the cause is the kingdom, establishing the rule and reign of Jesus Christ. That's his cause. All power and authority belongs to Jesus. Everything in heaven and earth belongs to him. He's the Lord of all, and he's bringing all of it under his feet. And as Paul will say in Corinthians, he's also subduing the enemies of God. So Paul is declaring the lordship and majesty of Jesus, calling people to repentance and to baptism and to come into the kingdom of God. That's the cause of Jesus. And guess what, friends? That's the cause of everybody who's baptized into Jesus. Everyone who's baptized into Christ is a disciple. Now, we have to cooperate with that and make a decision. As St. John Paul II said, a disciple is one who's converted. That is, to be converted is to, from the outset, having a radical faith and trust in God. A radical turning over of our life to God, to the Lord. I no longer am my own. I no longer belong to myself. I belong to the Lord. And now his cause is my cause. And that cause is clear in my mind. And the Holy Spirit is anointing me for it and leading me into it. So it's very important for us to be able to internalize this. He said, and now, you stood for my cause in Jerusalem. Now you're going to bear witness in Rome. A witness. The one who testifies to the reality of God, to God's cause, to the Lord's cause, and willing to do it to the point of being a martyr. Remember, Jesus is a faithful witness and the firstborn from the dead. You're meant to be a faithful witness and also to be born again, not only here on earth as the beginning of the new creation, but in the fullness of it after death. So now we're going to shift to the remainder of John 17:26, the high priestly prayer of Jesus. He's continuing, and it's such a beautiful prayer. As I was saying, the deepest prayer of the deepest man who ever walked the earth. As he's praying to the Father and the deep intimacy that he shares with the Father and how much he longs to draw all of his disciples into the communion and a relationship between the Father and the Son, our ultimate destiny. I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Right? So he's praying for the 12. In that moment, the apostles, but he said, I'm not just praying for them, but also those who hear his word. You're hearing his word today. If the word of the Lord is entering your heart, you're someone who Jesus is praying this prayer for. So let's listen to how he's praying on our behalf so that they may all be one. Okay, there's a fundamental desire that's on the heart of Jesus. All of us should be committed to preserving the spirit of unity and the bond of peace in the church, to helping heal the divisions across the Christian community so that we can be one people one day. Look at all the division and the hatred that, again, is just flaring up so much in the culture. It's the whole history of humanity, friends. War upon war, division, separation, lying, deceit, all of it. But we have a power and we have a responsibility to respond to what Jesus is praying for us here. He says, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. We talk all the time about new evangelization and spreading the gospel and Great Commission. Well, one of the fundamental dimensions, maybe the most important, of witness is unity, is we're one in Christ. And that means radical love, not just organizational unity, that's part of it, but real love. Real union, family love, the love that flows between the Father and the Son. And I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. And the glory that Jesus has given is knowledge of the Father, really, at the heart of it, I think. And Jesus is revealing the Father to the apostles, bringing them into his majesty and understanding, and then making a way for them to become sons of God. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. This is like the flip side of John 14, where Jesus, or 15 or 14, where Jesus said, as the Father, yeah, I think it's 15, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Jesus knows what the love of the Father is like from all eternity. He lives in that love. He abides in that love. And as the Father has loved me, so Jesus loves us. The Holy Spirit wants us to get that into our hearts. He wants to help us believe it and understand it. Nothing will change your life and mine more than these two truths that Jesus is talking about here. As the Father loves me, so Jesus loves us. And Jesus is saying here very clearly that the Father loves us the way the Father loves the Son. How does God love us? The same way God loves God. From all eternity, God has loved us. And the central mission of the Holy Spirit in revealing Jesus to us, he empowers us to enter and to receive the love that's in the heart of Jesus for the Father, and the love of the Father that's in the, you know, love for the Son that's in the heart of the Father. And so we cry out in the Spirit, according to Romans 8, Abba, God is our Father. I'm not a slave. I don't have to be afraid. I'm not alienated anymore. I'm a child. Friends, the deeper that truth goes in your heart, the more freedom, life, joy, security, confidence, love will flow in your life and mine. Father, they are a gift to me. That's Jesus talking about you. You're a gift to him. I wish that where I am, they may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave to me, because you loved me from the foundation of the world. Jesus, eternally begotten, has lived in the glory of the Father. And now he's bringing in human flesh. He's returning to the Father and going to enter into glory. And Jesus is saying, I want them to see those who are like me. You know, he's got real flesh. He's the Son of Mary. And he said, I want them to see the glory, the glorification that's mine. And I've done it for them. I want them to come into glory with me and share it. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. Yeah, the world is hostile to God and doesn't know God. The world makes up a lot of gods, but the fundamental and only true God is the one revealed by Jesus Christ in Jesus. Jesus alone reveals the Father, and he's the only one who's ever revealed God as Father. He said, I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. He gave us, he revealed the Father, gave us his name, so we would learn the love of the Father, so we could live with them in love. That's our destiny. Fantastic. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.